That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm recording.
Hey, everyone.
You weren't even holding your mic.
I know, I wasn't ready.
Wait, I hate this blanket.
Me too, and I wanted it gone the whole time.
Oh.
What are we
I will gladly
do?
Take it away. I didn't know that.
I didn't even know to ask for it.
Charlie just pushed this big fuzzy blanket like on me, basically.
Right, but it was because it's on this like futon we're sitting on. Wait, can I also say, well, careful about
dropping
this
coffee. I know.
Us waiting to do these like logistical tasks.
I know. Well, when we start the podcast right away, we just get very visual.
Yeah. Well, also there were so many false starts. Like you're like, oh, you weren't holding your microphone. It's like, yeah, like Boy Who Cried Wolf of you being like,
of
we're
me.
Starting the podcast.
I know, because I kept saying that.
Well,
and
like
talking.
The last time it's like we got it, the mic's all set up. You're like, okay, I need coffee. I'm going to go.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I don't really have anything to say about that.
I freaking got you.
I just want to support you in what you're saying.
Yeah, thank you. I feel supported.
We haven't seen each other in a long time.
I know, it's been
so
a long time.
So we had a lot of chatting to do.
Yeah, we did.
I actually don't think we did.
Not really. Yeah,
we took a tip of the iceberg.
I know. Well, you know, it's the thing with us of like when you hang out with someone a lot and then you don't see them. I mean, even
We're not catch up friends.
What do you mean? Oh, like
we're not friends who see each other once in a while.
And
once
like
in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
And catch up. So right. It's like the catch up muscle.
Right.
And you know also, what I mean? Like we're used to kind of just like, how was your morning? That's like as far back as we'll often go.
Right. Like, oh, how was that thing yesterday?
Yeah.
That I left you to go do.
Right, right.
And then also it's that like, as you guys could imagine, we do get pretty sidetracked.
You know, it's
by,
so
like,
funny.
By like the little, like the
we
stuff.
We really do talk like we talk on the show.
It's like really like that.
We're like, yeah. And you know, like doors are always too tall. Yeah. Like, and it's like, really, I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
We're
with you
always
emotionally,
blowing it out
like
into like the opposite. We're like, yeah, I was at my aunt's house. The thing with aunts is that they're always like,
I know. I feel like there's like such like comedians get such a bad rap of like when you hang out with a comedian, they're doing bits all the time, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, you know what? Shut up, first of all. Mm-hmm. Second of all, like, we do.
Yeah, that's right.
But they're not like, but it's like, it's exactly what it is
right.
on the show.
Right. So if you guys like this, then it's like you would
you should
like
hang
it.
Out with us.
Yeah, totally.
Or.
I want to shout out somebody on Grindr told me they listened to the show.
That is so slay.
I know. So
or what
cool.
does it feel like?
Yeah, it felt like a slay.
It felt like a slay.
Yeah.
Was there chemistry?
No, he really just said that. And I said, oh my God, thank you so much. And he said,
and there
of
wasn't,
course.
You don't think neither of you were trying to pursue it further?
Well, actually, I don't know. And I'm scared to.
What happens when that. You fall in love with a fan?
Please.
Actually, very thoroughly explored in the Jennifer Lopez movie.
Yes.
Marry Me, though he was not a fan.
And we talked about
actually.
That a lot on the show.
We actually did.
There's an episode where we
covered that like damn reporter. that movie.
We are like, we literally came in with like dossiers of research on like spreading out
so
our files,
like,
comparing
why?
Notes on that movie, which
what
we didn't
we
see. We were
it?
Only talking about the trailer.
The trailer.
We didn't
trailer.
Watch it.
I kind of remember what happened was I was like, the trailer, the idea of the movie hinges on the performances because.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're like, it's implausible. That like.
Well, I was saying like. It's the idea that she makes a spontaneous decision to just marry a fan in the moment. Like you see her have the idea and do it in the moment. And it's like, so the whole premise of the movie, how real it is, hinges on her performance of that emotional arc. And I was like, and you know what? She really does it. And we were talking about that, blah, blah, blah. And you were like, and you know what? She really doesn't do it. And I was like, she really doesn't. Like, I don't know why I said that. Like, she totally doesn't, like, nail it, actually.
Yeah, you guys should rewatch the trailer because it's it's like you watch her and it's like, this is not believable that you would do this.
I'll do
and
it.
Someone could do it right. And she doesn't.
Right.
Ugh. Hey, I've been seeing so many movies.
Really?
And it's crazy to get. I think this is one of my ideas.
Read, but for movies.
Not always, but this actually I'm really not. Because now I know I am friends with a lot of people who are like movie people.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I mean, there's actually 1 million movies that you could say you haven't seen.
Yeah.
And people would be like, you've never seen that.
I know,
and
you're so true.
Literally, like, write down a list and it would be longer. The runtime would be longer than the time I've been alive.
I couldn't do it.
I can't do it.
So true, Charlie. It's also like, guess what I have seen? So much amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Are you happy for me now?
Right. And by the way, it's like, and I'm really good at like Super Smash Bros. And I bet you you're not. And so I'm going to be like, totally. Oh, I bet you're not even that good. Like,
right.
Be polite. To
me. Oh my God. You haven't played that level. Right. You could be saying that to everyone.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm sure you are.
And and actually sometimes I like when people talk about it, they're like, I like Smash. I'm like, yeah, but I bet you're not like that good at it. Like,
I'm so, I don't understand how you could be good or bad at it. And that means that I really don't get how to play.
Yeah, totally.
Like when I'm playing it, I'm like,
it's random.
I just feel so random.
Yeah. And there's something amazing about that too.
Yeah.
But there's something so amazing about like having a little avatar that you control like a puppet.
Yes.
And to be really, I mean, God, it's so pleasurable.
It's God.
To be literally, you're right. You're literally like so dexterous,
right.
And to have such fine motor control of this like puppet
little
avatar.
Yoshi. Yeah.
It's amazing. You can make it do exactly like what you want.
Is there anything like that?
There's a lot of things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Many, many things are like that. What are you talking about?
Like, it's like having like a little remote control car.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think I've talked about this too much, so I actually need to not. But like the thing of like holding a pen, like you're able to write really incredibly.
Oh, you know what? That's feeling new to me.
Oh, okay.
That's so true. We're so good at using pens.
Right. You lick your fingers all the time.
Yeah.
Do a button. And watch what your fingers do.
You're
it's incredible.
Gorgeous, right? And that brings me back to my point that I always make about how gorgeously I twirl my hair.
Totally. Totally.
Like, it's just...
It's funny because my hair gets long enough and then when I'm on stage, I just start doing it.
Aww.
And I'm like, yeah, but then I'll watch in videos and I'm like, you know what? It's not quite as
it
cute.
It seems like what? Like nervous energy?
Yeah, exactly. And it is. I mean, I'm on stage.
It is and it isn't.
Yeah, totally.
See, I always felt like people are like, don't twirl your hair. It makes you look stupid. It makes you look nervous. And I'm like, you don't understand how pleasurable it is.
You're like, makes me look like I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
I'm relaxing.
Like, I'm like, you accidentally are interpreting my like immense pleasure of like the feeling of my like perfect soft hair on my perfect little fingers as the fact that I'm like stupid, but you're actually stupid.
You're actually
your
stupid.
Hand is just sitting
you
by
wish.
Your side.
Right. You wish.
Or you had to buy a toy, stupid. You're holding like a fidget spinner.
The person who's critiquing you is holding a fidget spinner. I don't think so. I don't know if I think this is a little bit of a straw man.
My niece has all
and
these.
Meanwhile, you are.
Right, that's that thing you hate from Twitter.
Yeah,
the like, same people who are blah blah blah.
Yeah,
like,
other people.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think you.
Meanwhile,
wish.
Your hand is full of other people's hair. No, I don't think those people are holding other people's hair.
Your
my niece has all these amazing toys, and
I've never heard you say that.
My niece has all these amazing toys.
No, just your niece.
Oh, I know.
That's
I don't
new.
Always call her my niece.
Right.
Usually I call her by name.
Right.
But I shall not say her name on this podcast in case she needs privacy.
Totally. Yeah, that's a real like
I don't think that's actually real, and I'm sure I've said it like a bunch of times.
Yeah,
her name is
have.
So cute.
She does have such a cute name. But there is a thing I like have been seeing on TikTok of like advocates against like people using their kids for content.
Absolutely. I think I used to like love it, and I am now feeling like there literally couldn't be a more evil endeavor.
Totally. And it's like when kids are like their whole lives
yeah.
for their like parent vloggers.
It's
like it is
horrible.
A little sick. Yeah.
It's also like if it's like, okay, there's not something inherently evil about like being in like the public eye. I mean, I
right.
hope not.
Right.
Oh, well, by the way, there is, but right. like, it's like, if a kid wanted to, like a kid who like loves singing and then the mom is like, okay, you're now famous for singing on YouTube or whatever. It's like, if the kid ever wanted to be famous for singing on YouTube, the joy of it has been taken away from them
yeah.
because.
And there's even more extreme I mean? Things of like, it's not even the kid's initiative or project.
Right.
Like it's like a mommy blogger.
Right.
Or vlogger who like makes videos about her kids
yeah.
and about like parenting and about like what she does, and the kids are like, I actually just want to like go to the carnival.
Yeah, oh,
like I don't
want to
be filmed at the
right.
carnival.
And I feel that a little bit about nepotism. Everyone's like, why are all these like kids of celebrities in movies? I'm like, what were they going to do?
Yeah, it like, is actually like
the ones who are already famous. You know what I mean? Like the ones who aren't famous and then they want to be famous. It's like word. But like the ones who are already in the public eye their whole life, it's like, yeah, at least let them like have a movie. Like,
they
you know what
some,
I mean? Yeah, I know it's a bad take, but whatever. Anyways, my niece has all these amazing toys, and when she goes to bed, we just like fight over them. Like, who's ever holding them? It's like my turn, yeah, my turn. But it's like amazing.
Did she
say
like words yet?
Kind of. She's on like mama, but like kind of everything's mama. So yeah, you're like, she'll say dog. She's
dog.
She's one. Yeah, a little over one.
Oh,
she's walking. She's so funny, and she's awesome.
Amazing.
She can hold your hand.
I mean, I've always said this, and I think I've said this, but like my a homemaking rule that I like is that you actually should have toys out for your guests.
That's so cute. I've never heard you say that.
Oh,
it's true about your place.
Yeah, like you actually need to have little
stuff.
They're just stuff to play
figurines.
Well, I learned this because at my mom's house, she always had that like nail thing. You know that thing where you put your hand in and it's like nails.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it,
yeah,
like, you know,
it
shows
takes the
you
shape of your hand.
Right.
Yeah. And always like one brave kid is like, I'm doing it on my face.
Yeah. And but literally, it's like every single person, every single friend I ever brought to my mom's house would play with that immediately.
Ugh.
And it's like people want that.
They
people
want toys.
Something
they
to
want
do.
Toys. Yeah.
And there's actually a whole it was like when we were at Celeste's house and they had that ball and a cup thing.
Yes.
And I was literally like
made the whole night.
Right. And it's fun. Everybody watches. Yeah. Or just like it's nice to have something to engage with that isn't like
absolutely
your phone.
Couldn't agree with you more. And.
I hate how everything either is your phone or isn't your phone. You know what I mean?
My God, it's so true. It's like
even it's good
playing
because it's
with
not
a
your
toy.
Phone,
it's like
no, but it's just a toy.
Can it just
fun.
Be what it is? Like right? Is everything in opposition to the phone?
Truly, like that's such a bummer.
I really agree with you.
Thank you.
Because then it's like, oh, it's good because it's not your phone,
right?
And your phone's bad. It's like everything's nothing.
Everything's it's like. Ugh.
I really don't like that either.
Or no, not yet.
I want to say one more thing. Last year, a year ago, I started wanting a lot of like desk toys and I was searching for like adult toys, which is like sexual. Had to really kind of like figure out how to refine
your desk, like just jacking off all the time.
I'm like, this will be good to play with. It's like a double-sided. And, so I started searching like ADHD toys,
right,
which is like.
Right.
A good way around it and got a bunch of stuff and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I've lost a lot of the pieces,
of
which is fine.
No problem.
But I'm really happy overall with my purchases.
Yeah. I love like to realize a category of purchase.
Yeah.
Recently I was with a friend and I was like, I want to get like a treatment, but I want it to be like weird. And I want it to be not like massage and not like acupuncture, but like kind of in that space.
You
got to
go to my energetic masseuse.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. But then do they actually touch you or is it just like Reiki?
A little bit they touch you.
Yeah. Like I think that's kind of what I want.
Oh,
but I was like, my friend Caroline was like, Caroline was like, I think you like that is just like a healer. Like that's like the category of that profession.
Yeah.
But just having that word, I was like, got it, healer. Like
that's what
I
you
look
want.
For.
Right? Totally.
And to know to learn a new category.
Yeah, yeah. I think you would like this person. I had a good experience with her.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the game that we played, Group Two Truths and a Lie.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about it.
No.
Then let's not.
Yeah, I don't want to.
All right, let's do our list. I don't want it that badly.
Okay. I wonder what. You know what I was thinking before we started this?
What?
I was like, I wonder what we're going
to
say. Like,
yeah.
No, just like on the podcast. Because it's like by the end of it, it'll be done.
Right.
And then we'll have said all this stuff. And I wonder what that'll be.
I find that excruciating.
Yeah, it can be hard.
Because it's like when you're waiting to find out about something.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you got something or didn't get something.
Right.
And it's like. You have like, it's like, okay, I'm going to find out tomorrow about this thing. And then I have a dinner that night.
Right.
And it's like, you're thinking, you're like the dinner I'm going to, I'll know or not. I'll be happy or
by
not.
By that time I'll know.
And it's like what it is. When it hasn't been decided yet.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're going to do like a show and you're like, I want it to go well, I don't want it to, but, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And it's all the possibilities are in the air.
Right.
Wait, I can't remember what I'm saying. Let's do our list.
Okay.
Magic real, not cool.
Oh, this was like, I had this thing of like, I was talking about a magician with somebody and they were talking about what the magician did. And it was cool. It was like, oh, like what if like the magician they had seen like wrote their name down on a card, or like they had the person make a card and write their name on it and put their card back in the deck, and they shuffled it. Yeah. And then they like threw the card at a window, or the whole deck of cards, and the card that they had written their name on stuck, but on the other side of the window.
Cool.
Which is cool.
How?
I don't know. And I was thinking, I was like, it's funny because like if the answer was just like, oh, they're just magic, that'd be like not that impressive. It'd be like, oh, you just like use
oh,
like,
they can tell stuff to move, yeah, and the stuff moves in the way they want,
right,
it to.
And so you kind of see that, you'd be like, okay, like
that's so
if
true.
You believe in magic, you see a magic show, you're like, yeah, like that's floating, like
right,
that's,
you're like make the ground go upside down,
right, like it's like magic. Then like for it, that for magic to be cool, it would be like you need to like do a big powerful thing. But if your magic is just like,
that's so true, your Charlie,
like, oh, you can, this person gets to say like what drink they want and any drink comes out of the thing. It's like, yeah, like that makes sense because they do magic. Like, what's,
it's like, what's your card for?
Right.
Well, I'm a wizard. You're, yeah, like, what the fuck?
The Four of Hearts. Yeah. Well, I thought so because I can.
How about
I can
you
tell.
Make me levitate?
Right. Exactly. Right. Like,
that's really funny.
Like, is this your card? It's like, yeah, you probably just, right, use like a spell. Like,
when it's magic, it's like, oh my God, the trickery, the skill, the, right, sleight of hand. Right. I mean, when it's. Yeah.
Yeah. What, knowing that it's magic, that, it's like, that's crazy that you did that. But if it were, right, real magic, you'd be like, all right. Like,
do you remember being a kid and playing like pretend games and someone would be like, oh, but I'm magic. Mm-hmm. So this is disappeared.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Like, it just upends the rules of the world so much. It would be like, no, hold on. You can't just be mad.
Right.
Like, it would just be like, yeah, like you'd be like, oh no, we lost our thing. And they'd be like, no, I found it because I'm a wizard. Right. And you're like, what are we
this
doing?
This is bad world, yeah, building. Like, and even then, you know, right?
How are we going to do this?
Right. You're like, well, then how do I proceed and build, right, stakes in this world?
Yeah. I don't like when the magic trick is made possible by like a very specific prop.
Totally.
Because it's like,
right, you should be doing it with, it's like, it's cleaner without it, right?
Yeah. And it's
like,
more,
oh,
impressive.
I have a special thing that has this,
right?
Wait, and by the way, yeah, I bet you this exists online, but every time I do see magic, mm-hmm, I'm like, this is really cool. And I want to know, I'm like, I'm not getting what I want, which is, I want to know how you did
how
it.
How you did it, right?
And
I, their thing is, we are not going to tell you,
right? Magician never reveals their secrets.
her secrets.
But I bet you that exists online.
The telling.
Yeah. That,
well,
to me,
I
seems
wonder,
like, I'm like, I got to go to Reddit.
I don't know how far you'd have to dig. Probably depends on the level of trick.
This is something that I actually would love. If anybody knows like where I can find how they do magic tricks.
Yeah. But can I just wonder something? Have you looked at all?
No.
Because I believe it's going to be very, very readily accessible to,
totally,
you.
Totally.
I don't think that's like a hidden corner of the dark web. Exactly. Like, how do you make the quarter cut in half and then go back? Like,
right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a Reddit, like magic tricks explained is like, I'm,
right,
sure, like,
yeah,
a website. Like, or,
well, probably,
or,
like every like card trick is explained and every, yeah, like kit,
right,
that you could buy.
But, right. But I want the ones where it's like, oh, this is cool. Like, how did, yeah, this like famous magician do this thing?
Right. Ugh. Ugh.
You don't want to hear that?
I'm just getting upset about the people who like the David Blaine of like, I'm underwater. I'm like, come up.
Stop.
Enough.
It's a funny like response to that. Right, come
like
on.
David Blaine's mom.
Yeah.
No. What's this?
Yeah.
It's like, enough.
Enough.
Chained up underwater. I hope I get out. I'm like, yeah, I hope you do.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch someone die this morning on the Today Show.
Right. Oh my God.
Is he there?
I'm also like, I'm hearing that. I'm like, how does he do that?
I know.
Right. And to me, I'm like, that's the point. Why don't you not do it and just tell me how you were going to? And then I'm fine.
Oh.
Maybe I'm not. I don't know.
No,
if I
feel like
way.
Finding out, you're like, oh, cool.
Right.
But you're a very like find out kind of kid.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sitting there. Like, right. It's amazing to see like a good magic show. It is like, wow.
I haven't done it really.
I once went with my mom to one, mm-hmm, when I was like 15. And I remember being like, well, how did he? Oh.
I would go back. There was a guy on Broadway who was doing like, yeah, but it wasn't magic. It was like mind,
like
stuff.
Mentalism.
Yeah, exactly. Because he would be like the kind of thing where they're like, okay, think of a number between 1 and 5. School bus, rock star,
right,
joint pain, and,
right,
then everyone says 2.
Right,
and you're like, what?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
where it's like the things they say influence, right, the thing you're thinking of.
Right.
So it's like he'll tell a story,
right,
put certain words in it, and then everyone picks the same card or that kind of thing. But he's like, it's the power of...
Like, and suggestion.
He kind of like, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's interesting. I want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because then it like also pulls out this thing of like, yeah, but not me. I'm like too...
Right.
Well, we were talking about hypnotism right before this. Yes. It's actually relevant.
I wanted to talk about that too right now.
My whole thing...
I swear I did.
Is that my two of my...
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah. I have two step uncles who are both professional hypnotists. My stepmom's older brothers. Yeah, they are brothers. One of them is a clinical hypnotist and the other is a performance hypnotist.
It's too good.
It is too good. It's and we were also good. Talking about the thing of people being like, you need to write something about that. People are like, you need to
I'm write. About to say it to you.
Yeah. You'd like write a pilot.
You need to write something about that.
Oh, and then my stepmom is a psychologist.
It's so funny. Right. What happened to them?
Well, we're estranged from one of them.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
I meant more like, how did they both end up in that?
I don't know. And the older, I want to see the professional one. Apparently that one, or like the like performance one. Apparently the vibe
is that the
of
one
that
you're not in touch with?
No, we are in touch with that one.
Okay.
So it's on the table. Apparently the vibe with that one is like, some people are, which makes it feel more real to me, like some people, most people are not susceptible to it. And so a lot of it is choosing people from the audience who will
who
be.
Are.
And their ways
oh,
of telling.
That's interesting.
Like, so it's like he'll pull up like 15 people on stage.
Yeah.
This is so funny because I'm like speculating secondhand and I'm sure our listeners.
Why don't you just call him? It's time to do like Mama Let's Research.
Yeah. You're right.
Like call him.
And be like,
find out about it.
Yeah. I wish I were in that sense like a journalist. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It would be so cool to be like...
I want to empower you and remind you that you are a journalist.
You're so right. That
you
it's like, I could do that. And I
Everyone's
could write something.
A journalist.
Yeah, right.
If they want it.
Right. Okay, I'm going to call and I'll report back.
Call him.
Yeah. And be like, I have questions. And by the way...
Yeah.
Everybody loves to talk about themselves and what they do.
Exactly.
It being like, I have questions about your career.
He's like,
thank God. Right? Like, anybody who... like. Anytime,
yeah.
A few times actually, people have reached out to me, like kids in college will be like, hey, I'm like supposed to profile someone for my journalism class.
Yeah.
And they'll like ask me questions about my career.
One time I talked to someone for you. I gave some quotes about Charlie.
Oh my God, I forgot
about
that.
And I was literally the least articulate I've ever been in my life. I was like, Charlie is literally amazing and I literally love him. And like basically his vibe is just like he's like a guy who's like exactly what you would want like someone to be like.
She's like, okay.
She was like, this is there's no quote here.
Right.
Like,
what do you want me to write down
how.
From what you said?
I was just like, ugh, oh my God. You know when someone's like so like the best? She's like, let's try and use like a full sentence. Like,
right.
Let's try
and... Why don't you take some time to think?
Yeah.
And then you can maybe say something. Okay, I'm going to do your list.
Okay.
Two words, Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma. And they, how do they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And they it works. And that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's kind of like, ew, why did you want to share all that stuff?
Right. But Hinge, it's kind
you
of like
have
you have to.
But then with... You need it to be able to have a conversation.
It actually so is a vibe of like, ugh, they're making me do this. But
yeah.
And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God.
Right.
Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah. And specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA+ prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts. So we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was, this is actually something that comes up, like on,
people do talk
people
about
like to talk about their early gay feelings. Mm-hmm. So I could see that being a really good prompt. Like mine would probably be like when I saw this like on TV, like there was this girl like, and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa. And you were like,
but I'm looking for what that movie was. Okay. It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in my stand up where it's like I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14, and the joke is like I'm like I saw like a hot guy when I was 14, and I was like, "Mom!"
Oh,
yeah,
that's a great story. So thank you could you. Say that on the app,
right? Exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA plus prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, I have one more thing to say, actually. Mm-hmm. I just got, like, disappointed. Like, you had to... something about hypnosis. Oh, in college, we had a hypnosis come in. Mm-hmm. In my sorority. I was in a sorority. Mm-hmm. For, like, the first, like, the welcome night for the new members. Whoa. They would bring in a hypnotist. This, like, old, like, funny little guy.
Yeah.
And people would really say they were hypnotized.
Really?
And act crazy.
Right.
And it was so funny and crazy to see.
Wow.
But he also did this pretty funny thing where he would, like, do, like, a sleep trick and put people to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And he would do, like, 3 points of contact. He'd put, like, a finger on next to either eye and on the tip of their forehead.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, sleep, 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 sleepier, sleepier, sleep. And then sometimes people would, like, just fall asleep right there. But, like, 1 year I remember him doing it to someone who was, like, not susceptible, and he kept kind of like pushing her head down.
Yeah. She was like, no.
Sleep, 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 sleep. And like, she was kind of like, ah, I'm up, I'm up, I'm up.
Ow, 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 ow.
Kind of like tilting her head back. If any of my sisters remember that, please write in, because I actually don't remember it.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of them listen.
That's, I can only really believe it if it happened to me. I think it's unfortunately where I am.
Hypnotism? I'd like it to happen to you. My mom went when she was pregnant. She had really bad nausea, and she went to a hypnotist to be able to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And right afterwards, she was able to eat like a big meal, but then her nausea came back.
Oh.
Okay, my turn.
Nope, my turn.
Yeah.
White Lotus ending.
Are you watching?
I've seen only the first episode.
Shoot. Okay. Well, I don't really need to talk about the stuff that happens in it, though I'm feeling extremely aroused by the whole situation.
Wait, I really want to catch up.
I'm not going to ruin anything.
Okay, but I just so you know,
okay.
I am going to.
And I believe that you
can
will.
Can we watch the next one on Sunday together?
I would love to do that, Charlie.
Okay.
What a fantastic plan.
Okay, you guys can all come too.
Maybe we should record before.
Yes.
Take care of it for the week.
So true.
Okay. So, and then we get a treat after.
Ah!
Ugh, you know what sucks right now?
What?
There's no treat after. I just go to work.
Oh, wait. And by the way, like, no, I have my, I have like a big performance on Sunday.
What's going on?
My, like, the live reading of my pilot.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'll come.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like we're not watching the White Lotus. Well, shoot. Maybe we could watch it. Whatever. Anyways, basically, I'm like, I'm loving it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling it's very suspenseful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting characters. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Right, because there is this ending.
Right. It starts with like knowing that there's going to be
a murder.
A death,
Or a death.
Or, like, multiple. And you know, for the last season, whatever, this is how it goes. But, and I'm pretty bad at, like, I don't get ahead of things.
Right.
Like, I'm not like, that was obvious.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, whoa! Yeah, totally.
Like, but with this one, I am kind of like, also, I really don't know what's going to happen. I wonder.
Yeah.
There's all these people who seem very nefarious, or they have secrets or shadows or whatever. But I just, I'm like, wow, I really, really wonder how this is going to go down. And I'm finding it like really interesting and enjoyable. And I like it a lot. And I just remembered when I was watching it last night that like the last season, I don't remember liking it that much while I was watching it, but I remember feeling it was suspenseful, really wanting to know what happened, and then being like so disappointed by the ending.
Yes. I was going to say.
And being like
that. Yeah, totally.
That didn't encompass like any of the like twists or secrets or
it was just like, it really did not nail the ending last
it was
season.
So like
and can I say something?
Yeah,
because I was thinking about this because I also saw Glass Onion, which is the Knives Out sequel, which is another like mystery, and I won't spoil anything, but I thought it was disappointing.
You did.
Yeah.
And it's a movie. It's not a series.
Yeah. And so partly I was like, maybe is this part of the structure of like a mystery, right?
Where,
we've talked about this thing before of like, on the podcast of like, it's always more compelling to imagine like what
the possibility,
what the unknown is. And then you actually meet the unknown and it becomes known. And it's like inherently more banal because the unknown has like infinite.
Yeah.
But no, you know what? The first Knives Out, I remember being like, that really surprised me.
Really?
And it was really like, actually like the mystery was really satisfying. And
well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And like, I think a good mystery can actually be
totally
great. And I think with the first
White Lotus,
I was like totally disappointed, found it really implausible, found it really like boring and
the ending.
Yeah,
totally. Well, I was thinking about the thing I was wondering last night was like, because I was thinking about how it's so like, I think that I binged the last one. Like I watched it once it was basically at the end already.
Right.
And like with a movie that's kind of like a mystery or thriller or whatever, like you're like, you could, you just get it all at once.
Yeah.
So the ending of it colors your experience all at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But this is like, it's so drawn out, you know, it's going to be like,
what
it's
is
like,
it?
There's like 9 episodes or something.
Right.
It's like 9 weeks
right.
of, and like, I'm really enjoying it. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is so much time of like kind of loving this thing based on the fact that I feel like it's setting it up to be such an interesting ending, which like a lot of shows can't do, can't keep it interesting throughout,
right.
can't make you wonder what's going to happen.
Right.
So it's like, that is skillful.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
But then I'm like, oh, I really might not be.
It might not deliver. Yeah.
It might not deliver, but then I'll still have had like 7 weeks of like really enjoying the show.
And then it's like, so how do we make sense of that?
Like
actually,
it's a long time and it
so
totally
true.
Colors it. And when I look back on the first White Lotus season, I am kind of like, ugh, yeah, because of the ending.
Right.
You know,
but even though you were enjoying it, the whole, wait, there's another show and I can't remember how I felt about the ending. The other big mystery. Oh, actually I've watched a lot of like HBO miniseries mysteries. Mm. Like, and they're great.
Yeah.
They're really like.
What are the other ones?
The other ones I've watched are.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah. Only Murders. No. Big Little Lies. Mm. Big Little Lies is also really structured around the same thing.
Yes. Like but that I felt like the first season ending I thought was.
Totally.
Like, really interesting.
Yeah. I actually did
and
too.
And was twist and like took it.
Like elevated it. Yeah.
I think it became more. Of a, like, you didn't think it was a thriller necessarily throughout. And then it was like, whoa, wait, whoa, what do we see here?
Totally.
In a good way.
Really liked that. And then Mayor of Easttown is also like a big kind of mystery.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Yeah, I don't think it was a great show in a bunch of ways, but I think I was like interested in the, like the reveal of it.
Right.
And actually, so it's not a guarantee that you will be disappointed.
Yeah.
And it is, it's so like in White Lotus, although it's interesting because, someone was telling me that they watched all of White Lotus with their roommates and missed the first 10 minutes of the first episode and all the rest of it. And so at the end of it, they were like, oh my God, there's a murder. And their roommates were like, what? Like you didn't. And they were
like the thing,
like the whole premise. They're like, wow, like I really didn't see that coming. And they're like, you've been watching this the whole time.
Right.
Not.
And it was so unearned, the thing that ended up happening.
Yeah. I wonder if this will be earned. Again, it's so like,
I hope so.
Oh, I wonder what it will be like.
Well, just to blow it out for a second, it really makes you think like the.
Wait, we were just talking about this with the podcast. Like, I wonder what it'll be.
Yeah.
And, but that wasn't.
I was going to say, actually, I want to go to my first one,
okay.
But I was enjoying the conversation,
okay.
So I didn't jump to it.
Okay. I love when that happens.
Yeah. Your little frog is looking at me. So
my
cute.
Tattoo.
Charlie has his frog tattoo and just the eye is poking out from his sock.
Ugh, it's adorable.
I'm going to put him to bed.
Okay.
Little baby. Oh, just to blow it out, like it is, it does like bring up the thing of like in, there's lots of things in your life. You don't know how they're going to end, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like,
yeah.
What does it mean to be enjoying the thing?
Right.
Regardless of the ending.
Yeah, that's
you're
interesting.
You're still enjoying, you know, your life.
Right.
Any, you know, it's like, you know, you work on something for a really long time and then you put it out in the world and like it's received poorly or well or whatever.
Right.
Or like, you know, you're in a relationship, you don't know how it's going to go or like you're, you know.
Well, I've always felt this way about, and maybe this is like too personal or revealing, but about like career, like the times in my life where I've been least depressed.
Do you want to reveal?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay.
I should think it's not so like whatever.
Yeah.
Like I was really happy in high school because I had like a goal of like getting into college and like that just structured my ambition.
Yeah.
and it was kind of arbitrary. Like, I don't think I wasn't like, I want to go to college because I want to do these things in my life. It was like, I want to go to college just, like, because, like, you. Yeah, like, and that will validate this work and it'll also make you, like, whatever, superior. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes feel like that with, like, comedic ambitions where I'm like, you know, the idea of, like, having my own TV show.
By the way, you don't mean and believe that it makes someone superior.
No.
That was the feeling at the time.
Yes, totally. Yes, sorry. No. Totally naive and ridiculous, yeah. Right? But then similarly with, like, comedic ambition, I'm like, you know, it, I don't think it's arbitrary. Like, I really like doing it, but there is a thing of, like, the ambition actually is what is
gives
the thing. It's like, yeah, like, it structures. Yeah. It's like, it's really amazing mm-hmm. in life to have goals and to, like, strive for something.
Yeah.
And I think the times in my life where I haven't had that, I've been really sad.
You feel lost.
Yeah. Lost, where I'm like, and it's not even about, like, oh, I need, it's like when people talk about, like, life's purpose, it's like, it's not actually so important that you find the purpose that, like, is the true one or like, mm-hmm. But actually, you kind of just need to choose something, and it's like the striving for something that matters more.
Interesting.
Like, I don't feel like it's totally arbitrary. Like, I really love, but it's more like having ambition is like an organizing force.
Wait, can you, what are we talking about again? I'm really sorry.
Oh my God. Seriously, same. Like, what are we talking about again? But no. Why did it feel so relevant? Oh, because how things turn out. No, it's actually relevant.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Like, the parallel actually, is White Lotus.
I was thinking about White Lotus so much. Right. I couldn't remember the way we blew it out.
Right.
Like, I was trying to get that back
and
to White Lotus.
It's not a perfect comparison, but it's like the end being the thing that justifies all the rest of it. And it's, I'm saying, like, the other way of, like,
the opposite, actually, yeah. You're saying is right. Like wanting to get to a certain place at the end.
Right.
Is what
is just a conduit right. For having fun stuff on the way.
Right.
Like, and actually that feeling of, like, and you might get to the end and be like, oh, this was actually kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, because this was, so, and I remember feeling that way. Like, when I got into college being like, oh
yeah.
But, and yet still I now look back on high school and I'm like, oh, I actually was like, I was actually, like, yeah. Really engaged and was really, like, motivated.
Right.
And
I guess I don't associate, like, having a goal and striving for a goal with, like, enjoying the like, that. I don't think that's actually what allows me to enjoy the
right. No,
the
I think that's
journey.
A particular yeah, thing yeah. For, like, the way I'm wired.
Yeah.
Where totally. I'm like, I really like having, like, a thing to work for.
Yeah. And then it lets you.
And then it, like, unlocks other stuff. Just because it gives me something where I'm like, oh, I'm looking forward to. I mean.
Yeah. And it will just, like, maybe takes you out of, like, the existential thing of every moment.
Like, what am I doing? Yeah.
It's like, you kind of know what you're doing.
Right. Exactly.
Don't worry about that.
Right. And then you can
then
enjoy
you can
the
have
other
fun
stuff.
In the meantime.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It is like, it's a real goal of yeah. Mine. Right. It's to be able to, like, be present and stuff
without
regardless
needing
of how it.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
yeah, definitely.
Then it's like, you know, if the thing goes well, but you spend all the time before worrying about it
mm-hmm.
or if it goes yeah. Bad, it's just like either right. Way it's like you have right. To live inside your own life
right well the thing the of time. It is that it like it works well my little system if you are enjoying your time
yes
right like if you're like oh I'm actually having a good and I actually think often I am
mm-hmm.
And the times when I'm not I'm like oh I need to adjust because yeah. I'm like especially if I'm feeling upset about like a career setback right where it'll be like, I think it's okay to be frustrated and I think that's part of it and I think it's okay to be like, I'm frustrated, I want to overcome this, whatever. But if it's like really upsetting me where it's like day to day, I'm feeling bad,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's actually not.
Yeah.
That, like, this is not worth it. Right. Like,
it's, you're like too engaged yeah. With like the big picture question of it.
Right. Exactly. And it's, well, I tweeted this quote from Annie Dillard. That's like, how you spend your days is how you spend your life.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy.
Oh my God.
Well,
is that true?
Literally. Well, I tweeted, I said, uh-oh, how you spend your days is how you spend your life. And then I had to clarify. I was like, I did not come up with this idea. Like, this is like a brilliant quote by Annie Dillard, who's amazing.
Who
like,
is that?
She's like a writer. Yeah. And I love her. Mm. She's like a nature writer and writes a lot about, and nature writer, and she writes a lot about writing and nature and writing about nature. Mm-hmm. And is really like spiritual too. Okay. Ugh, I love her. I really recommend.
Oh my God.
But and anyway, we'll just, that's just like in an essay of hers.
How you spend your days is how you spend your life.
Right. And what she says is how you spend your days is, of course, how you spend your life. Which is literally like,
of course, to you.
Right.
Like,
she's literally like, I'm the smartest person in the world. So that couldn't be more obvious.
Rocking my world. Right. It puts a little bit of pressure on the days, huh?
Totally. It's a little scary. But I do think it's helpful to be like, right, actually, if I'm feeling worried all the time.
Yeah.
So I think in that sense, it's like White Lotus is, you don't need the like, but it's different in a TV show because you are like,
it's
wait,
different
I
in
felt.
A TV show.
And with a mystery, especially, you're like, oh, that cheapened the whole thing.
It did, but... But Charlie, that's like my thing.
I know exactly. Again, it's so funny because I literally
like,
am
you know, you're at a job, you like it. It can get so, because you're like, maybe I'll stay here. Maybe I'll get promoted. Maybe blah, 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 blah. Like, this could be my thing. And then it totally sours at the end.
Yeah.
And it changes the way, whatever. Right. But you were in your own life that whole time thinking it was. It's like it sours the memory of it.
Right.
But not the time spent.
Right. And the time spent, you're like, I mean, look, I love. It's like so amazing being ambitious towards something and like structuring your life.
No, but actually we keep diverging because to me, ambition
like
is like unrelated.
Yeah.
Or no, it's really. The thing that keeps you from
like actually
being
enjoying
in the moment.
Yeah. You know what I think about sometimes?
Yeah.
The TV show Veep, right?
Sure.
Or the show, we're talking only about HBO shows, or Industry. Have you ever watched Industry?
I haven't watched Industry.
So there are two shows about really stressful workplaces.
Yeah.
Right? Like in Veep, it's like, government, there's always some shit going wrong, right? Whatever. And I always think about like the Anna Chlumsky character.
Yeah. He's like, the blonde.
Yeah, the blonde. And how I'm like, it's like she plays like the assistant to Selena Meyer, like the right hand woman, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's, it's like she's always on her phone, is always stressed, is always like, fuck, I have to do. And I know that mode. And I even like know the way that that mode can feel good, right?
Yes. Totally.
But really for me in a limited way. Like I can do that for a night.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember in high school being like, fuck, I have to like go there. Like I have to do this thing. I have to like write this paper. Oh my God, I'm so stressed. Yeah. Right. And that can feel good for a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, I get actually if I have to do that for too much. And if I'm not sleeping, I get depressed really fast.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, these are people who really feel like that.
Yeah.
Who like choose to live their life and like they enjoy being stressed every day.
Yeah. Totally.
Like they want to be under pressure and putting pressure on themselves all the time.
Right.
And it's weird because it's like that. This is how they're choosing to live their life.
Yeah.
They actually have other options.
Right.
And so that's like a really severe version of the like, they don't feel like they need to be pursuing ambition. Right. They refuse any
like. Yeah, it's funny. It's like some jobs have like lifestyles associated with them.
Right.
That are the reason someone chooses it. And then sometimes it's like, the job has a lifestyle associated where you're like, and there are people who are like, I wish I could just have the job,
right?
Not the lifestyle.
Right. Like I like
the people who are like adrenaline junkies and they're like, I love that. It's like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then there's people who are like, you know, I love politics and I'm so not suited for this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And those people got like worked out. I mean,
totally
pushed out. Or
right.
Something.
I mean, in an industry, it's crazy. Like on that show, they're just like, it's like they're working 16-hour days, constantly
Wait,
being
it's
yelled
about
at.
Like agency life?
No, it's about finance. The people work at a bank in London.
LMAO.
Yeah. And they're just like,
I thought it was about like CAA.
It's like, no, well, they're doing like trading.
Right.
And they're just trading and it's like, I mean, that's not like totally, it's not totally arbitrary, but it is a little arbitrary because they're just like, think about like, oh, making rich people a little bit more money, like making the bank more money. But it feels so real to them. But it's a similar thing of like, this is just a way to structure your ambition and like we'll reward you in the process.
Right.
I think what I like about comedy as a way to structure your ambition is that it's like the process is amazing. Like,
right.
Like it's
the
like
things you do to get the thing you want.
Yeah. It's like hanging out with your friends.
Right.
That's like a difference where I'm like, oh, right. Like I don't want to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I want the version of it where it's like, I'm ambitious and that means like, I actually will sometimes be completely free on a Tuesday. Can I say something actually about that I wanted to say?
For sure.
It's like more about the TV stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's nice to realize also that like, it's like how in White Lotus, it's like, it's sexy and it's beautiful. Like the place it is.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And there's a mystery.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, those are all like, it feels like not cheaper, but it's like, it's not like a deeper pleasure of like, ah, this is so like, it's doing so
like
much
you're
smart
getting,
stuff.
You're getting the audience with the fanfare.
Yeah, exactly. Like it feels like those things are just like, it's like, yeah, like
it's Italy, it's coastal.
And there's like a mystery element
yeah,
and
yeah.
there's like beautiful people.
Right.
Are all things And it's funny because sometimes I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be susceptible to that.
Oh.
But actually, I'm like, no, these are amazing.
Yeah.
And it's, no, it's awesome to watch. And
right. There's a thing in Judaism that's like, you're supposed to like beautify the mitzvah. Like mm-hmm. if you have like a little like whoa. Prayer book, it's like bedazzle it.
Right.
Is kind of the vibe.
Right.
And it's like, make your stuff like gorgeous, right. basically, because yeah.
there's nothing
you're
wrong
be happy.
With that.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like the texture actually matters too.
Yes.
Right. Like,
I have to say that, and I won't get too much into it for spoilers, but. Mm. This season sexually is just pushing a lot of buttons for me.
Yeah.
Every which way.
Yeah.
I can't get 2 minutes through this program without being
yeah.
really activated.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I appreciate that. And I want to shout out Mike White
right.
for giving me right. so many feelings oh. in that way.
You know what it is? It's what? Your famous idea, Atticus.
Atticus.
Right, it literally is. It's like.
They do. They right. did. They have. Oh my God, they're adding so many. It's
right.
so awesome.
Right. Which we talked about, but
Carly,
it's like,
I'm like, why do I like this show so much? Right. It's like, right. there's a lot of people
right.
and they're swapping spit.
Right. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like literally put that kind of mm-hmm. make like in watching something, it's like put that kind of stuff in.
Yeah.
And why not set it in a beautiful place?
Exactly.
Give people
right. that
pleasure.
Is kind of Atticus too.
Yeah.
Is like, make it coastal.
Right.
If you're writing something,
right.
put it in Sicily.
Right. Can I connect this to something so crazy?
Of
and
course.
We kind of have to move on, but you know what I've learned recently? This is like also about the toys thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like toys where it's like, yeah, this is going to be just
toy.
Fun. Add a toy.
Right.
Like just like
there's little things you can do to make your life better.
You know what? I was with people. This was like last year. I was at somebody's house and they had like a back deck and they were like, oh, we're
back
playing
deck.
This game
mm-hmm.
where like we put a paper bag on the floor and you see if you can like well, on one leg no hand see if you can pick it up with your mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah. And if I when everybody can do it you rip off a layer and so it gets lower and
oh,
lower to the ground.
Oh wow.
And I was like, oh, this is fun. Turns out I'm completely like it like
amazing
engaged
it?
Me
oh.
for so I was really good at it because I was so engaged in it.
That's so funny.
And I was like, I did it more than anyone else and I got to a point where I like couldn't do it and I worked at it like other people are talking and I was like completely in focused for an hour
trying to do it
and
alone.
I got it yeah because and it was like it is so fun for me
you
to have like a physical
yeah. Yeah,
exactly and a physical challenge too like remember right. at like Celeste's house with the ball I was like yeah. I'm gonna do it and I was like
right and you did
yeah well and you guys looked over like 10 minutes in I'm still doing it I'm like I got it now I'm doing it in this harder way
I'm on the next level
right.
I don't remember before
right but it's like actually pay attention to those
totally.
Things of like know when you're
yeah.
like engaged in something.
That's why I'm so obsessed with games.
Right.
Sometimes you're with a group of people, you're like, these are some of the best people and we're not finding our stride.
Right.
And
give yourself
that. So much funner when you do something
right.
like that.
And there's this weird adult thing of like, no, the way, and we've talked about this, but the way to hang out is you have to go to dinner. And it's
yeah.
like, that's a really hard
Talk.
Way to do it. Actually
yeah.
just make it easy. Like,
I remember
play
reading something one time that was like, on a first date, you should like statistically, if you do an activity.
Yeah.
It's like it there's works. A higher satisfaction rate and like right. it lasts longer because
you're doing something.
Exactly.
It does work. All right. Should I do?
I think it's your turn.
Okay.
Do you think that's true?
No, because we were just talking okay. about White Lotus ending.
Parking vestigiality. Metaphor alert.
Parking vestigiality. This is the thing of you're like sometimes you see cars parked and like two of them have to be really squished together and then one of them has like a ton of space around it on both
yeah.
sides because and you're like that car is like parked in such an annoying way
yeah
and it like made it so that all these other cars but I'm like you
but
know that's, what that's like an
you don't know what came before
right like that's a vestigial
something
thing
made it that way
right like actually all these other cars like that used to look like it
so
made a lot
true.
Of sense and all these other cars were there
that's
and they were perfectly
so
spaced
true.
And then it like worked out where it's and so it's like this weird vestigial
right,
thing.
Right. So like when someone's being in this way where you're like, I don't get why you're acting this way. It doesn't fit with this whatever. And it's
yeah.
like they had this whole life before you were there in front of them at where the way they were being is what they had to do. And it made a lot of sense
exactly.
in the context.
Yeah.
Wow, Charlie. That is just awesome.
Nailed it with the metaphor.
I am loving
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I just think that's fantastic.
And you look at you're like, what the fuck is this
right.
Subaru doing? Because like,
people
why?
Are so cruel too about the cars like that.
yeah, exactly.
In the same way they can be with people.
Right.
Of just like acting like
right.
you can't imagine.
Right. Why would you be parked there?
Right.
It makes no sense. But it actually can
but
in
it
a different
did, and I'm sure it did.
And the world changed around them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. I love it.
Thanks.
So fantastic.
Thank you. I'm glad you appreciate it. I bet you, and you know, submit other ones if you guys have.
Because people act like that with people where they're like, why yeah. would you blah, blah, blah? And it's like, hold on.
Yeah.
Think for a fucking second. Yeah,
totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Vestigiality is to me mm-hmm. a really like interesting concept mm-hmm. and I think has a lot of applications that I don't know about yet.
Mm.
It reminds me of accretion. Like it's doing the same thing for me where I'm like, that's cool.
And let's just review.
What accretion means?
Yeah.
Accretion is like the slow gathering of material on the exterior of something. Like
it's like it's high, like you're interested because of the way it feels so metaphorical.
Yeah, it's just so like ripe for metaphor. I want to look up an exact definition.
Accretion is like when there's like a shell that has like all these like stuff that yeah. like becomes part of its head
by gradual layers, yeah. right? It's like the growth of something by gradual layers, mm-hmm. which it's just it's so metaphor.
Yeah, it's so.
And
metaphor.
So if you guys have accretion, because
you literally see someone something that's undergone accretion, and yeah. you're like me.
Yeah, literally,
literally me.
Or sometimes you're like. Ah, that reminds me of my aunt. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Like a specific person is like has a creed, but actually don't know. Like, what? I don't have. But I'm like, can't come up with.
It feels emotional, is what it feels like. It strikes a chord.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. There's something so potentially true. About
yeah,
that.
It, and it is true.
I think I really love. I don't know what category of thing this is, but there's like this Twitter account that I love. I'm sure I've talked about it. Pang Melly.
Yeah,
and she's always like talking about like the metaphors that we use to understand ourselves. Mm. And she was talking about how like if like you've been hurt, like she was like, you know, you can choose what like metaphor you want to use to understand, like,
and it'll like dictate how you feel.
Yeah. Or she's like, do you want to like in moving forward, do you want to think about like a healing metaphor? Do mm-hmm. you want like a rebuilding metaphor?
Right,
do you want
right.
like, she don't know. She like a bunch.
So true. It's like really how you talk about it mm-hmm. changes your like understanding of it.
Right. Exactly.
You're like, am I like rebuilding from the ashes?
Right.
Or
right.
am I like
right.
fine tuning?
Not all of our horses.
Well, gosh, I talk about the carousel so much on the podcast. Yeah. But it's like I spend a lot of my day there once a week.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm so bored.
Right.
I don't know, whatever.
Well, I mean, look, you have an active mind.
Thank you.
And it's actually...
But why isn't it active other times?
No, it is.
Okay.
And you know what's nice?
Yeah.
It's like nice to get like a more in-depth... Like I really appreciate... Like you're
knowing
you talk
so
about
much
kids.
About
yeah. Well, it's like, but also that's part of a broader, you know, right, you're thinking about kids a lot.
Well, this one is that at Jane's Carousel, where I spend a lot of my time,
mm-hmm.
They make this announcement sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like before the ride starts or mm-hmm. before they like let the line in for the ride.
Yeah.
And someone made it the other day and like the vibe was just like, so like, this is a, things are bad. Like this person, like they have this little like mm-hmm. Britney mic,
yeah.
like on the side of their mouth
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
And they like go to the whole line. They're like, hello, everyone. Welcome to Jane's Carousel. Not all of our horses go up and down. So if you yeah. want a horse that goes up and down, like starting at like such an issue, mm-hmm. like starting, and it's like, I'm just like, can we pause and reframe mm-hmm. and like, not all of our horses go up and down. Like,
mm-hmm, yeah.
It's like, by the way, our horses go up and down.
Right. Exactly.
Some
like,
of them do.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's
like,
amazing.
Some of them go up and down.
Some of our yeah. horses go up and down.
Right.
Some of them stand still.
Right.
Like, it was just so like someone who's just like weathered.
Yeah. That's like a parking vestigiality thing, right? Where it's like you like a parent
you
was like.
You can hear the conversation right. that happened before.
I paid $8 for this and my horse didn't even go up and down. Yeah.
Right, right. Exactly. Or just like when you're steeped in something so much and you're yeah. like, how would I begin to explain this to someone?
Right. Yeah. 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 So it's true. Like, not, they don't all listen.
Go up and down. If you want a horse that goes up and down, yeah. like, so fighting.
Yeah.
Fighting tooth
ready.
And nail.
You're like, okay.
And I'm like, and you know what? I've ridden this carousel 5,000 times. Like, it's not always like this. First
really?
Of all, sometimes they say nothing. People right. just figure it out. And
that's funny too.
Yeah.
Well, you know how we were talking about this once? Like the thing of when you have a job that like demands a spiel.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And those, yeah, it's and like, exhausting.
And I think when we had said it, we were like, oh, it like it gets so standardized and streamlined. Yeah. And sometimes it does.
Yeah.
But sometimes
it goes in the other direction.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't. And like there are things that I have to explain all the time tutoring, like, you know, semicolons, like how a semicolon works, yeah. right? Like certain math things. And some of them I am like a semicolon, I yeah. say pretty much the same thing every time. Mm-hmm. And I teach it the same way. And then with like teaching about like kind of algebra stuff, it can be really different.
Yeah.
And I will have this experience of like, why have I not standardized this?
Yes. How is this not getting easier?
Right. Exactly. Like every time I'm re-deriving it.
Right.
And emphasizing different things.
I love when you hear someone tell a story about their life mm-hmm. and like they're including detail that like is so irrelevant.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's because that's your life.
Yeah.
And you don't know.
Yeah. What's yeah,
you're
yeah,
too
yeah.
in it to, yeah. like that. I just think that's the sweetest thing ever. Like when someone's like, well, my sister-in-law like decided she didn't want to be a doctor anymore, so now she works in finance, so I have this pen that has her company on it,
right?
And it's like the doctor thing actually
was not
a part right. of this, like
right,
you're
right.
telling me about this pen and it's right. like your sister-in-law's company or right. whatever, but it's like you're so in your life right. that like you actually can't tell when a story should start.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's so true. Right. Like
by the way, who is she?
Right. Literally
Vivid, like
what the hell,
medicine to finance, like who is she?
Wait, literally you were so like you like completely I see her.
Does your in-law
and also
your brother got married or your gay sister? What happened?
No brother got okay, married.
Got it.
By the way you told it. And also
brother.
I'm like, it's like I can see, like it was so vivid, it's like I see her struggle of being yes. like I don't think I want to do medicine. Like
I spent all this time in medical school
because
but...
you wouldn't bring up that part of it if it weren't like 2 years of you oh, listening to your sister be like, I just feel like it might not be like right. I don't know if it's just like people say it's hard, but I'm wondering if it's hard in the right way.
I just hit my tooth.
Oh fuck.
Did you see it?
No.
I'm embarrassed.
No.
Reeking of too good to be true. Uh oh.
This is the thing of when something you're just like, it's gotta be too good to be true.
Yeah.
And it's just like you smell it ugh. On it. Like, and I had this with like Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Where
what's
you're like,
the issue there?
Someone DM'd me.
Because I have some things that I haven't been stressed about for mm-hmm. about 2 years because I'm like, I will be taking a Magic Clean Eraser to them when yeah. the time is right.
Well, someone was like, it's cancer-y.
Oh,
oh whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, I
you
believe
know,
it.
This is cancer-y?
Yeah.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. And I'm not, well.
We don't do that.
We don't do that. But,
a lot of people do.
Right, exactly. And in a way where it's like, and that actually like, it's almost a relief.
Yeah.
To learn that that's the too good to be true thing. The element of it that's too good to be true about
right.
the magic
is
eraser.
Is that it's bad for you and not that it doesn't work.
Yes. Or that it's like it actually makes it worse. Or like,
yeah.
Or it's like, yeah, it's like actually gives you like a more immediate, like raising
you know
your
what?
Risk.
I actually don't want you to get cancer.
Yeah. I mean, totally. But I actually think that's like, it's like raising your risk.
Yeah.
And probably I'm like, right, I'm not using it every day.
I think,
I'm
you
using
know,
it on a door.
When they said like sitting was the new smoking, like mm-hmm. that was the best thing they ever did for smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, well, I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Is this the same risk as
right.
smoking?
Because I'm
guess
sitting
what?
All the time.
And I think about sitting as the new smoking, like whenever something's like bad for you.
Right.
I'm like, well, sitting is the new smoking.
Right.
So how bad could
right.
X, Y, and Z be
right.
if sitting is actually
Mr.
the
Clean.
Worst thing you can do for your body and we right. do it all day long.
Right. Yeah.
That kind of took that like away.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about
no,
that.
Okay. We took a bathroom break and so it's like we're kind of like
a little
whoa.
Confused.
Well, I think what was nice about the Mr. Clean thing is that it's like, well, to bring it back to other things, it's like, oh, what will it be?
Yeah.
What will the other?
Right, right. Like, all the possibility.
There's so many possibilities of like, I know it's going to be too good to be true. What is it? And it's like, oh, small, like slightly elevated risk of cancer if you use it all the time.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, fine.
Because I'm not using it all the time.
I'm not using it all the time.
Yeah.
Because it could be like actually like it causes asthma a lot or something.
Yeah, tomorrow.
You know? Right. Or it's like if you have pets, you got to evacuate your house.
Right, right.
Right. Like, although it probably wouldn't be that. So
why not? It could be.
It could be. Right. So you're just like imagining like what the thing is and then yeah. when you find out. But there are so many things in life
that
where you're like, this
be
has.
True. That's honestly what I'm feeling about the White Lotus.
Exactly. It is that.
It's way too good to be true.
Right. So
it's
many
interesting,
things.
Interesting, yeah. sexual, and right. suspenseful.
And it's
let's
promising
it
something.
Yeah.
yeah. And it's funny because the way people respond to like, that's such a thing. when people sell stuff. They're often selling it in a way where it's like, it's too good to be true.
But believe it.
And then they're like, I know it sounds like that, but it's not too good to be true. But then always it's like, but it is.
Why?
Yeah, there is something.
Well, that's why, like at a job interview where you say like the fake thing you're bad at.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I'm not too good to be true.
Right.
I'm bad in this way. That's fake, by the way. Yeah. That's also not bad at all.
Right.
But you say one bad thing.
Because you have to be like, because otherwise, actually,
they'll
that's like
you're a faker.
You do have to, when you're selling something, to be like, okay, the downside is,
it's a little too big.
Right.
But the downside is really like,
it doesn't work.
Explodes on your hand or whatever.
Or just like, it's not, it doesn't do as well as,
it works for like a month.
Right, exactly. Like, the downside of this vacuum cleaner is it has to be plugged in. It's not cordless.
Yeah.
But it works so well. When the true downside is that it doesn't actually work that well.
It doesn't take up anything into its little fucking body.
Right. It spits stuff out.
Yeah.
It exhales.
Vacuums were made to break your heart.
Yeah. Oh, God.
When you look at something on the floor and you put the vacuum over it and then you pull the vacuum away and it's still sitting on the floor and you're like, what are you doing here still?
Ugh, I want to get a really fancy one, but it's like, I would like... Like the ones that people are like, this is a good one, are like $600. And it's like, how?
And they don't really last that long either.
Yeah, I could never.
It's not like you're, it's not like you're a little buddy who goes through your life with you.
No. Okay, I'm going to do your next one.
Okay.
Microcosm So Movie.
This is like, look at all this hair on the couch.
Yeah.
It's all mine.
Yeah.
Do you worry about that for me?
No. It's normal to lose a little bit of hair.
A little bit, but okay. This is like, you know, when like there's a thing that you're feeling bad about yourself for and then you like experience that with like a microcosm of whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
And it's just like so movie and it like sucks. Like if you're like, I feel like I've had it with like feeling like in like my like friendships or relationships or whatever. If I'm like dropping the ball or whatever.
Yeah.
Like not.
You're not like
living forgetting you're not whatever. And then like, it's like the food comes and I like didn't have my phone and then like the food's not here.
Right.
And it's like, you have to deal with like, I fucked up in this like little way, which is emblematic of like the larger way in which I'm fucking up. And this thing actually really doesn't matter. And people do this all the time and it's like, whatever.
Right.
But it's like, then you have to deal with this embarrassment and it's so movie. It's like, oh, and that character does that thing because that's so them.
Right. Oh my God.
And it's like, and you're like, so like, it just becomes this like humiliation.
Totally. That it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I really had that with going through a breakup? Like the songs you hear in stores. Where it would be
like apply.
Yeah, like they apply so hard where it's like, you made a mistake. Or it's like, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Yeah. You lost the love in your life and you won't get it back maybe ever. You're literally like,
right. People shit on like store music and it's like, go through a breakup.
Right.
And because like, they're singing. Hitting. It's like, oh, wait, who's Bebe Rexha? It's like, go through something in your life and then go to the mall because she's actually literally like she's singing about heartbreak on a level that only applies to the saddest among us.
Right. It was happening so many times. It was like so literal and so direct. I used to have a joke about this about like being depressed and being in like just like barely standing, so sad. I'm in a Duane Reade and the song that comes on is like, wake me up when it's all over, or when I'm wiser and I'm older. And it's like blaring at the speaker. I'm just like completely dead eyed in like the shaving aisle.
When I'm wiser and I'm older. Yeah.
And it's screaming. That guy's screaming at you. Wake me up when it's all over. That's when I'm wiser. Or like, it is. Oh, that's so like. Life's little like synchronicity like that is so just like I get it.
I'm using DePoinky a lot, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Tough. I feel fine, but it's just like about stuff in general. It's a great word.
Life's little microcosms. It's so
They're
true.
Humiliating.
Yeah. Right. And I actually hadn't thought about it in terms of like when you're going through something and then you have like a smaller version of that.
Yeah.
That's also really when that's such a classic thing of like when you freak out about something and everybody's like, whoa, it doesn't matter, like you just like missed the food, it's okay,
right?
And you're
right.
Like, but I know. It's like this thing is like represents another bigger thing.
Totally.
Yeah,
it is like
But, you know, I had this really good professor one time, and I actually slept for like the entirety of this class. But then like I literally heard this like one of the days and was like, respect. Thank you. So I think I've talked about this on the podcast, but like would talk about how like people in books use metaphors like we use them in real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same amount of made up. Like in a book, they'll be like, and the flower bloomed at the same time when the girl coming out of her shell. And it's like that character is noticing that because she's looking for the thing that confirms her life,
which
is what we all do.
Right. We actually do it. That is true. Right.
Me being like, you know, exactly.
Right. We do actually like tell stories and bring narratives in. It's so like, I mean, you can't not do it.
You have to. It's good, actually.
And it is good. I think it is good. It's nice to do it.
Unless they're bad. And then you're like, shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
During our recitations.
Yes. Designers.
This is Tim Gunn. Designers.
Wait, did we watch this
together? Yeah, we did. Well, Natalie did something so crazy, fun. Which is like we were all watching Project Runway.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say Project Runway without having
Are you rolling the R a little bit?
No, but it's like Runway is really hard for me to say.
Okay.
Project Runway.
That sounded great to me.
Thank you, but I'm working.
I can hardly tell where you're working on it.
Project Runway.
The PR sounds like...
Oh, really?
You're getting stopped up there.
Project. No, that part's easy.
Okay.
It's the Runway.
Runway.
Project Runway.
Really eat the first runway. R.
Yeah, it's Runrar. Project Runrar. Runway is a hard word. Anyway, Project Runway.
Okay.
We were watching it, and Natalie, like... left, like it was like the runway show is about to start, which to me I'm like, that's the fun part of it. Like you see all this like creative tumult they're going through all this like drama, but it's like all leading to this climax.
Yeah.
And it's like we get to the commercial break right before like up next is the runway show, and Natalie's like, all right, I'm gonna head out. And we're like, it's literally about to be over. And you correctly were like, no, this part is really long. It's like 20 minutes long.
They drag it out.
And I was like, no, but it's not that long. But then I was like, no, it's not that it's not long. It's just like, this is the thing you wait for.
I know. And I did want to see it. But yeah, when I get it in my head to leave.
I know. You were so like, we're very different in that way.
Yeah.
I've been at the worst parties of my life and have been the last one there. I'm like constantly the last person at a party because I cannot leave something.
Whole and I time feel not like a part fun. Of it for you is like that you're like, people don't want me to leave. Like it's like
that's so embarrassing. No. People want me to stay.
I feel like that you feel a strong like social obligation.
Oh yeah. Right, like the thing of me being like, you should stay because we're all watching this thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, no,
yeah,
I don't care.
But I do feel that too. Yeah. I actually don't think that's embarrassing. Like I think you're like, and you're usually picking on some on right. the true thing, which is that like.
People want.
I'm helping by being here.
Well, it's so funny because then it's like I'll be feeling that way, and then I'll look around. I'm like, I'm one of four people in this stranger's apartment, and I don't need. And like, they're like,
everyone
leave.
Else here lives here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh fuck, I have to go. I'm literally like, yeah, I guess really I kind of want to go, but I'll leave soon. Like, I'm not really having fun, and I'm like, it's 1:30 a.m. I'm the only person here.
No, I feel that. I have a lot of like buy-in wherever I am. Like, I'm like, this is where it's at.
Yeah,
or whatever. What were you gonna
designers
say? Yeah.
Well, you were also surprised, or we were surprised to rediscover, like, I think he gets like discussed in the culture as like that show is so like kind of sassy and mean-spirited.
Yeah, that he's kind of just like snippy,
right? But he's actually really warm.
He's literally like an amazing mentor to the designers,
right? And
he's like that could be great.
Yeah, exactly. He's like helping people work through stuff.
But you knew that about him.
Yeah. I remember
I loved seeing him in that show. I love him.
Yeah, you know, he's great. He's a really compelling.
I hope he's well.
Me too. I bet you he is.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to do your recitation?
Yeah, I don't remember what it is.
Lubin.
Oh, this is just from Along Came Polly.
Mm-hmm.
I might have done this as a recitation before, but my family watched it the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of our like movies that we like watch. Like growing up to me, that like it was like Along Came Polly, Miss Congeniality were like the The Godfather.
Yeah.
Like the cinema, like the greats of cinema or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's the amazing part where the like French like scuba instructor is like actually France. I don't know where the hell they are.
I don't know,
but they're on the beach.
I haven't seen it.
And the like Ben Stiller's character's name is Ruben. Mm-hmm. And he just goes, Lubin, are you for scuba? You're not for scuba. Ah.
Oh, you know what?
So funny.
My dad and stepmom do that all the time.
They go, Lubin, are you for scuba?
Yeah, more the are you for scuba?
That's awesome.
Little French like, you know,
I
accent.
I love them.
Yeah, no, it's sweet. They have their own little jokes. I didn't know where it came from. I'm like, what are you guys
doing?
You're
like, so the writer of Along Came Polly took it from my parents? Right. What the fuck?
Glad they have their little joke together.
It's such a great, 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 great film.
All right.
Okie dokie. Well, that's our podcast.
That is our podcast. This was a weird one, I felt.
Yeah.
But I think okay.
I liked it. I mean, I had a nice time.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys did too.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.